I'm going to check in now and go around the NFL a little bit, talk about the Dolphins and the Bills with one of my favorite NFL analysts. I'm not just saying that because he's on hold and he can hear us right now. It's because he does a very good job. Solomon Wilcott, NFL Network, joins us on the Metro PCS Hotline. You can see him on Around the League Live, Around the League Primetime, and, of course, on CBS Sundays as well. Appreciate your time as always, Solomon. Great to catch up with you again. What are your thoughts on this resurgent Dolphins team that has won three straight games for the second time this year?
Well, first I want to say hello, Jesse, OJ, and Troy. Hey, nice to be on with you guys. And obviously, I'm just very impressed. When this whole scandal kind of broke out, I kind of felt like I was a man on an island kind of defending Coach Philbin there. And having spent time with him in mini camp doing his first year there and then in training camp this past summer, and you know, I feel very close to some of the coaches on that staff, including Kevin Coyle, defensive coordinator I've known for years. And, you know, I gained a greater appreciation for, A, how hard it is to win in this league, even when you are a good coach, but then when you're hit with things that are kind of outside of your control. But I couldn't be impressed more with how they've handled it, how they didn't lose the team, and how they've rallied this bunch to win five of their last seven. And this is kind of what I expected from this group. But it had to come the hard way, and I think even OJ can attest to it. This is what championship teams are made of. You don't get there unless you weather some kind of storm of adversity, and boy, have they done that.
You know, Tommy, we talked about, you know, this team, how they've, like you talked about, how they've come together. Last week, you look at last week, our starting two cornerbacks go down, and you know a lot about that DB position. You know, early in the season, we lost Demetri Patterson. He hasn't played much. And you got young guys like Will Davis, Mike Thomas, and also you go on the other side and our safety, our nickelback, you know, Jimmy Wilson has to go play the other corner. How do DBs get it done like that? I know it's got to be a lot of communication that goes on right there.
Yeah, you know, you're getting guys off the street, you know, or at least, you know, I don't want to say Mike has come off the street because he had been in San Francisco on the development or practice squad, but you're bringing guys in and they're hitting the ground running. I think it goes back to coaching, particularly on the back end. And I know Kevin Coyle has coached the defensive backs. That's kind of where he earned his bones. He does a great job of teaching technique, pattern reading, cluing in to what the quarterback and what the offense is trying to do. When you're playing to a two-receiver side or even sometimes to a three-receiver side, there's only a certain amount of patterns they can run because you don't want to get caught with all guys, as you know, OJ, in the same area of the field. So that number three guy to the trip side tells you what the other two are doing because it has to be coordinated. And they do a good job of cluing into that. That's why they can come up with game-winning interceptions when guys are just joining the club.
Solomon, I know you did the rounds during training camp. I remember you down here checking out the Miami Dolphins. I want to get you a picture on the AFC, all the teams that are still, you know, eligible, alive here in the playoffs. Is there one team out there that surprises you either way, that they're playing better than what you thought or playing worse than what you thought?
Well, obviously, the Houston Texans has shocked everyone. We didn't see them as a team that was going to end up with the first overall pick in the draft, having lost 12 in a row after winning their first two games. So that's the shocker. Maybe the Pittsburgh Steelers being where they at because they're such a resilient club. And as you saw in the Monday night game, or I should say Sunday night game against the Bengals, they landed one on the chin, literally and physically, in that game. And they're 6-8, and they're playoff hopes are on life support. But if they win out and the Ravens lose out, they still got a shot to get that number six seed. But, you know, the Dolphins are one of those teams I thought they would contend for a division title. I thought they'd be close at least to the Patriots given what the Patriots have gone through. And I think when it's all said and done, I thought they might go 10-6, and I still think it's realistic if they hold serve and beat the Bills this weekend. So there's been some surprises along the way. But the top teams in the AFC, they're right there. The only shocker is what the Chiefs are doing. No one could have said they were going to win this many games, 11 games this year, after winning only 2 1 year ago.
No doubt about that. Solomon Wilcott is with us on the Metro PCS Hotline. Dolphins and the Bills Sunday. A word that I keep using to describe this game from the Dolphin perspective, I think, is tricky. You know, Thad Lewis, you don't have a ton of tape on him. Obviously, the Dolphins saw him in person, but it's still not their normal guy, I guess, for lack of a better term. The weather is going to be goofy. It's that stadium. You've been there enough times. It just seems like it's not a straightforward thing for the Dolphins at this point in the season, especially with as well as they've played against some good teams the last couple of weeks. So much is on the line. What would concern you most from the Dolphins' perspective on Sunday?
It was the run game, because in that stadium, the wind will move the ball, okay? You start throwing the ball down the field, the wind is going to capture the ball a time or two. And so to limit those opportunities where the ball could end up in maybe your receiver's hands or the defensive back hand, I think you got to rely more on the run game. And I think the run game has come on. I mean, it certainly improved from what we saw the first month of the season. I think Charles Clay has been phenomenal for this offense, because he can take the 5-yard catches and then create after the catch. You don't have to throw the ball down the field to get it, to get him involved much like you have to do for, say, a Mike Wallace. So Charles Clay, in terms of a blocker, in terms of an intermediate pass catcher, a check down guy as well, I think he's huge in a game like this.
I think you hit it right on the head right there. You know, you lose a guy like Dustin Keller, and everybody's like, oh, what are we going to do now? And then you see a guy like Charles Clay come along. You heard what everybody was saying about Mike Wallace early in the season, how he wasn't getting it done early, and then you see him starting to play very well. You see a guy like Rashard Matthews come along as well. Is that all a tribute to the coaching as well as what Ryan Tannehill has done growing up, you think, Solomon?
I think you're right, but you and I know, O.J., it starts first with that offensive line solidified.
Yes,
to me, the biggest shock is that how they fixed it without certain guys in there. But had they blocked like this early in the season, you would have probably saw Mike Wallace flourish sooner, because now they got protection to get the ball down the field a little bit. All those other guys get involved. When they lost Keller, I said, uh-oh. And then when they lost Brandon Gibson, I was like, oh, yeah, there ain't no way. I mean, it's just, you know, and all of a sudden now the pass game has improved, even though you're using other guys, and, you know, Wallace is now more involved because the protection is holding up, and Tannehill can improve. He doesn't have to have his head on a swivel as much. He can have more confidence to hold it, pat it, and wait for pass routes to open up downfield. So I think it all has kind of come together, but you have to really start with the protection up front. That's come together.
Really good. As always, Solomon Wilcox, you can see him on NFL Network, Around the League Live, and Around the League Primetime, weeknights on NFL Network. Always enjoy speaking with you. Appreciate the time, and enjoy the games this weekend.
Hey, you'll win this one now in Buffalo. Two things you got to do. You got to tackle Fred Jackson, tackle C.J. Spiller.
That's it. You're right.
We haven't even gotten to them yet. That's true. There's a couple of dynamic guys, and
they
can do it very different ways. Appreciate it, Solomon.
All right, guys. Take care.